College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories. And we're hearing from Governor Kathy Hochul this afternoon about the talk she's been having with President Donald Trump about the future of congestion pricing. He is no fan of it. She is being careful in her comments. And the White House is zipped up pretty tight on this as well.
Secretary Caroline Leavitt was asked about his conversations with Governor Hochul.
I do know that the president spoke with Governor Hochul about that. I don't have any, actions, so to speak, to read out for you on that issue today.
The governor said they'd have a follow-up conversation next week.
And I'm very passionate about this, but I also know I have to have relationships that can sometimes maybe bridge this and get us to a better place than we would have been if I didn't have a relationship.
She called congestion pricing not only a benefit for the city, but the suburbs, where she said 90% arrived to the Central Business District by public transit. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Governor Hochul is condemning a decision out of Louisiana where a grand jury just indicted a New York doctor for allegedly prescribing an abortion pill to a teen in the Deep South state where abortion is largely illegal. Dr. Margaret Carpenter, her company, and the teen's mother were charged today with felony criminal abortion. It's the first known case of a doctor facing criminal charges for allegedly sending abortion pills to another state following the overturning of Roe v. Wade. The same doctor is facing a lawsuit from Texas, where she's also accused of sending abortion pills. In a statement, Hochul put it like this: a doctor is being prosecuted for providing basic health care to her patients. Winds News Time 3:05. Wet weather this afternoon, 44 for the high. That's where we are right now. But north and west, things could ice up as temperatures dip tonight. Cloudy, breezy, 35 tonight in the city, and some sunshine in the forecast for tomorrow to start the weekend. As the NYPD boosts its presence in the transit system, the department is also launching a new division, one that's aimed at smaller quality of life issues.
We've all been there before, unsure of what lies ahead once we hear,
"Stand clear of the closing doors, please."
And once those doors close, public urination, lying on subway seats, smoking, and drinking on trains are common problems riders encounter. So the NYPD is launching a new quality of life division to make folks feel safe. But riders like Ariana are 50-50 on the initiative.
It would make me feel better, but then also I don't like being over-policed or seeing people in my community being targeted and marginalized.
And other riders say they combat the problem on their own.
Just move on, just get off and go to the next spot.
The NYPD says they will also target aggressive panhandlers, some street vending, and vehicle abandonment. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Rockaway Parkway train station.
Two people are recovering after the taxi that they were in was involved in a collision overnight. The cab went into scaffolding. Happened around 3:30 this morning near Chambers and West Broadway in Tribeca. Police say a BMW collided with the taxi, which then careened into the scaffolding, injuring the 70-year-old cab driver and his 75-year-old passenger. Both rushed to the hospital. They're expected to be okay. The Department of Buildings on scene to assess any damage, though, to the building. Two ex-employees of a Long Island zoo are speaking out, accusing the facility of holding animals in filthy and painful conditions.
Kathleen Connolly says there were some days she would go home crying after working here at the Holtzville Ecology Center.
You just leave a bit of your heart with these animals because you just never know what's going to happen when you walk in the morning, a new injury or a new death of one of the goats or the turtles.
Connolly and another former employee, Kaylee Kunman, are pushing for this small zoo to close for good.
Enclosures are small and filthy. So many medical concerns. They get brushed aside.
The town of Brookhaven runs the center, and Dan Lasquandro says he welcomes the investigation by the DA's office and says the USDA found the allegations to be false during an unannounced visit. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Holtzville, Long Island.
A Long Island man is facing weapons charges, ghost gun charges in his Central Islip home, they say. Last night, police stopped 28-year-old Brandon Marquez for a traffic violation. They allegedly found an illegal weapon in his car in Suffolk County. Upon searching his home, the cops say they found a 3D printer, multiple ghost gun parts, along with two assault rifles and ammo. Marquez is going to be in court today. Back in October, Governor Hochul said more than 7,700 ghost guns had been seized across the state in 2024. A group of Brooklyn tenants is joining elected officials today. They gave a walkthrough of their building, showing off what they say are dangerous living conditions because of landlord neglect.
For years, tenants have been dealing with unbearable conditions. No heat, unreliable hot water, and a boiler that's constantly failing. The building, located at 2500 Bedford Avenue, has been on the city's alternate enforcement program list since 2021. This is due to severe neglect and hundreds of HPD violations. Their landlord, Jonah Bamberger, was named the 16th worst landlord in the city on the public advocates list. Tenants are rallying, calling on elected officials to step inside their freezing apartments and see exactly how they're living. They want HPD to take immediate action. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flatbush.
Rents are rising across the country, and you might not be shocked to hear that New York City is still number one. A new report from the folks at Zumper say that rentals are up 2.5% compared to this time last year. And in New York, it was more than double at 5.9%. On average, a one-bedroom apartment in the city will cost you $4,280 a month. Behind us, San Francisco at $3,160, Jersey City at nearly $3,100 per month. But the largest rise by far was actually in New Haven, Connecticut, which saw a drastic 33% increase in prices for rent, now at nearly $2,400. Again, that according to the folks at Zumper.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.